Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
She has a six-month-old twin. She's breastfeeding. Everybody out in public seems to be okay about it, except her in-laws. The in-laws are not happy with it whatsoever. You got something going on in your life. You want to share with the Bert Show some drama. You're like, I don't know how to solve this. Our Bert Show fam will. So hit us up at thebertshow.com.
Exhausted mom of newborn twins here. Please excuse any typos. I'm sleep deprived and I'm dealing with postpartum hormonal spikes and crashes. That's why I would appreciate your take on my current situation. I have 6-week-old twins and I am breastfeeding them. If you do the math, a year of breastfeeding equates to about 1,800 hours of a mother's time. That's not far off from a full-time job. Now multiply that by 2 because twins. Oof. I'm a full-blown milk factory and I wouldn't have it any other way. These are our first children, and I'm determined to make it to the six-month mark, hopefully the one-year mark if my body can keep up.
Can I ask you guys a stupid guy question?
Sure.
Can you just run out of milk? I mean, do it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It can dry up.
It can just dry up.
Yeah.
I mean, she got 2 on there.
Yep.
I mean, every keg runs dry.
It does.
Well, your body will keep producing, but some women's bodies just don't produce, or if the baby doesn't get a good latch, it's not going to stimulate you to make more, so... It's unlikely that if she has a good, like, milk flow, she's just, the tanks aren't going to just empty before the babies are full. But if there's something else going on, they may not be getting enough.
After you guys breastfeed, is there a certain amount of time before you need to, like, regenerate more milk?
No, it just kind of...
It just keeps going.
Yeah, your body, and I mean, you can... I had to super pump at one point in time to try to, like, build up a milk supply before I went somewhere. And there's, like, tips and tricks... And it's you're basically for an entire day hooked up to the pump. But every woman is different. Every body is different. And some women can just produce like an insane amount of milk. And other women, you know, it's not as easy. So, I mean, for myself, I was kind of like in the middle. But like at the end of the day, I was so depleted. Jimmy wasn't getting enough, which is why he wasn't sleeping through the night. So I had to supplement with a bottle of breast milk to make sure that his belly was full. Because by the end of the day, these puppies were tired. And they were fascinating
machines.
And these kids are so young that when your milk first comes in, it's like it's called engorgement. Like I could literally push and like make shapes and indents in my boobs because there was so much milk in there. It felt like silly putty. I was like molding the skin. So this early on, if she's not had any problems yet, she should be fine feeding them.
So she's determined to make it to the 6-month mark, hopefully the 1-year mark if her body can keep up. The problem is that my in-laws are anti-breastfeeding. I didn't even know that was a thing. My mother-in-law thinks that breastfed babies are malnourished, in quotations. And she fears that I am permanently damaging her grandchildren by starving them. Insert my massive eye roll here. My father-in-law is so uncomfortable with breastfeeding that he leaves the house when the babies are nursing, even if I'm using a cover. When they come to visit, I refuse to change my nursing routine to accommodate their discomfort. However, I'm not sure what to do when we are at their house.
They do know history, right?
Yeah.
Formula wasn't always a thing. You couldn't always just go to a fridge and get formula.
Well, clearly they both have medical degrees and they obviously scientifically know what they're talking about.
However, I'm not sure what to do when we're at their house. I could hide myself away in a bedroom the whole time with 2 babies. I spend a lot of time nursing. Or I can continue to ignore their reactions and plant myself in their living room. It feels a little rude, though, to make them so uncomfortable in their own home. But on the other hand, I think their reactions are ridiculous and they need to get over it. My parents are no longer with us, so my husband's parents are the only grandparents our children will know. I want to foster a healthy and loving relationship between everyone, but my in-laws are making that really difficult right now. For context, we've never had an issue with them before. As far as my husband goes, he's trying to make everyone happy, which, as we know, if you try to please everyone, you will please no one. Any advice or suggestions? I'm off to breastfeed again.
Yeah, stop going over to their house.
Preach, that's what I was going to say.
Not even kidding. And I understand, like, when my father-in-law was at my house where I live, he never said anything, but I still removed myself and would sit in the nursery and feed because even though it's normal and I don't feel embarrassed and it was my house, I still understood that some people feel uncomfortable. And I was willing to make that movement with one kid and go sit in the nursery while he was in the living room. Literally no sweat off my back. But if I had somebody actively campaigning against me feeding my children, my doctor says their weight's good, everything looks good, I'm not going to your house anymore. I don't feel welcome. I don't feel like I can feed with two babies. She's feeding around the clock.
Yep.
I wouldn't lock myself in a bedroom. You need to do what's best for you and your kids. And right now, it does not sound like going over into a toxic environment where you can't feed your children in peace is healthy.
Didn't we say this before? His parents, his problem. Isn't he the one that's supposed to be rectifying this?
He should, yes.
Right? He should step up and say, hey, back off. This is my wife. She's got boobs and she's using them.
No, these are my children and this is what's best for them.
Yeah,
and if you can't handle that, then go suck on a boob yourself.
Or that.
Both effective.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.